So we're back. We're back for another episode of Bridging the Gap. Today is going to be an awesome day. My name is Darren Chenault. I'm here with my co-host.
Kelly Cantwell.
Kelly Cantwell. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Darren?
I'm good. I don't even know what episode is this because we've been just moving along.
I think we're on episode 7.
Episode 7. I love it. We're crushing this. Today, our special guest, it took some time for him to get here, but it's great for him to be here. He is the chief of the University of Cincinnati Police Department. He is the director of UC Public Safety. Today, we have Chief Elliot Isaac. How you doing, sir?
I am great. Great. Great to be here with you both.
That's awesome to have you on board. Today, we just wanted to talk, you know, about your career. You know, how long was the journey? What was the journey like? And what interests you in working with UCPD?
Well, a very long journey there, but let me begin by just saying how excited I am to be on the UC Bridging the Gap podcast. This I'm really happy, and it's a pleasure to finally make it on here. You know, as we kind of talked about this and brainstorming this idea and hearing it in the making, I think this is a wonderful thing that get an opportunity to share about what's happening on our great campus and, you know, how we feel about taking care of our students. So talking about my career, I'm in my 37th year in law enforcement.
37?
Yeah, I was really young when I started, like, you know, kind of in my almost in, as an infant, but but a very long career, one that I'm very proud of and happy that I've been able to spend it here in the greater Cincinnati area. I began with the Cincinnati Police Department in 1988, came out of the police academy, went to District 4, spent my first year and a half there, and then went down to District 1 through a normal transfer and had the opportunity to do many years. I spent about 8 years in District 1, where I was an investigator. I was a community engagement officer.
Yes.
Down there doing what we both love and think so highly of. I worked a little plain clothes, worked all three shifts, and really had a wonderful time. I got promoted to sergeant in 1997, and went back to District 4, which borders our great university. Spent about 2 years there as a sergeant on all the shifts, then spent some time as a sergeant in the internal investigation section. During that time, that was when the 2001 riots took place, so I got to see that from that perspective as a sergeant. Stayed there until 2002, where I was promoted to lieutenant. I went back to District 4.
Is that where the action is at, District 4?
Went back to District 4. It sort of seems that way. I spent a good part of my early career in District 4 as a lieutenant, spending a lot of time working around the campus then. A few of the current supervisors that are here at UCPD is we kind of reminisce at times that we were lieutenants together out there. Dealing with some of the challenges that we deal with now, short vine, the crowds, a lot of those issues, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we were faced with those challenges and, addressing them then. I was a lieutenant for a couple of years, promoted to captain in 2004 and spent about 11 years as a captain, but I had the opportunity to do a number of different things. I was a department's night chief, went back to District 4 as the commander for 5.5 years, which was a wonderful time. Spent some time as the internal investigation section commander, the CIS commander, worked in patrol administration until I was promoted to assistant chief. Did a multitude of things as a short time as an assistant chief and became the interim chief in 2015. Appointed permanent chief in December of 15 until February of 2022. And then I retired in February of 22 from the city and joined the university here in April of 2022 and haven't looked back. So it's been a wonderful time.
Chief, I gotta chime in. You got a lot of miles on you.
A lot of miles.
And then yet you come to the University of Cincinnati. Like, nobody at home said, hey, stop, we're done, let's retire.
Yeah, we had those conversations, but you find yourself thinking, you know, I still have a little more in the tank. I'm not ready. You start this career so young. And, you know, it's hard to retire in your 50s.
I hear you.
You know, you're not quite ready to be totally done working. You want to do a little bit more. And this opportunity came, and it gave me the opportunity to stay close to Cincinnati. You know, where I had spent my entire career, where I was raised, and having, you know, some familiarity with the university and what happens around the university, I thought this was definitely a godsend, and was happy to apply for the position and get it. And you know, it's been wonderful. It allows me to stay connected to my community, the people that I know, the relationships and professional connections that I've made over the years, and you know, bring that to the university to help us keep our campus safe.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about campus safety. What does crime look like on and around the University of Cincinnati?
You know, I think we're in a great place, but we're not unique to what happens in most major cities. UC is an urban university, and we have our challenges in the surrounding areas. One thing I'll say is I'll start talking about inside the perimeters of campus. I think we have a very safe campus. I'm very proud of the work that the men and women of UCPD do. I think our students are very well taken care of. And when we're on campus, I think that everyone is very, very, very secure. We're very mindful of how we proceed, how we take care of the students, staff, and faculty. But the thing that I always caution is that you have to be mindful. You know, we're in an urban university, and we're not immune to the challenges that happen, you know, around an urban university. I think there are a lot of different dynamics. You have people that come into the community that look for opportunities to take advantage of students. You know, it's so important that we educate them and help them to be very mindful about their safety. A lot of things that take place, we see a large amount of property crime, cars being broken into. You know, we went through a period where certain types of cars were being stolen, and you know, students were falling victim to a lot of that. And you know, we have to continue to help educate them on how to be safe.
I agree. And that's where that best unit, that community engagement unit,
absolutely,
comes in, where we educate. Hey, talk about the relationship between the University of Cincinnati Police Department and the City of Cincinnati's Police Department. You have to have a unique perspective being on that side and now on this side with us.
Yeah, I've been blessed with the best of both worlds. You know, a long career with the city, and now, you know, getting some mileage under my belt here at UCPD, and I'm very proud of both agencies. And, you know, I think we're fortunate here that we really have a very seamless dynamic between CPD and UCPD. We've worked a number of years on developing an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, that allows UCPD officers to have concurrent jurisdiction in the city limits around a specified area around campus in certain situations, mm-hmm, or when requested by CPD. So we're able to, if asked by CPD to intervene, to take law enforcement action outside the perimeter of campus, all except for traffic enforcement, except in emergency situations. If it's an emergency situation, then we can take action on traffic, but only in emergency situations. But if there's a call for service in what we call the area surrounding campus, the that designated area, if asked by CPD, we can take action.
That sounds great. Sounds great.
Can you dive a little bit more into what UCPD does and does not do off campus? Because I feel like that is one of the things we get a lot of questions about.
You know, I think that we run into a lot of challenges at times where a citizen or a student who lives off campus, they'll want to call in a call for service, and they want to designate who responds. Well, I don't want CPD to respond. I want UCPD to respond, and it really doesn't work that way. CPD has the jurisdiction, but we can assist. But then again, there are times when CPD is more than eager to have UCPD intervene. If it's an incident involving our students, say an off-campus party or some other kind of camp activity off campus that involves a large number of students, they find that, you know, we're able to have a greater impact if UCPD responds rather than CPD.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Tell me this, what was the hardest thing for you when you left the city and coming up to UC? Did you find any barriers that you had to go through?
No, it was just a matter of, I think, refocusing. You know, the difference in the two is when you're in the city, you're taking care of 52 neighborhoods. And all of the issues that take place in 52 neighborhoods and the large number of people that you're dealing with. You know, here on campus, you're focused on the student, staff, and faculty. You know, everything that we all do is in support of our students really being able to obtain the education that they've come here for. So we want to make sure that that's a safe and productive time for them. And also just not having the volume of calls that our officers can take the time to make sure that they're meeting the needs of our students. If one of our students has an issue or find themselves involved in a situation, we can take the extra time and make sure that that matter is fully addressed, because we don't have calls for service stacked upon us waiting.
That definitely makes sense. Wow. It seems like you've done a couple of these interviews before.
I've done a few. No, I've done a few, and, you know, you don't get long in the tooth and not have the opportunity to do this. And, you know, I just like to take the opportunity to just really share how impressed I am at what's done at UCPD. I think it goes unnoticed oftentimes because we're in our own entity, and a lot of it's not covered in the media and the things, but our officers do tremendous work. And not just the police officers, the support staff and the rest of the team that really makes this university safe. You can't be a successful place in any entity if you're not safe.
Correct.
And making sure that people feel safe, that people are actually able to perform their functions without being in fear or in danger, it really makes a huge difference.
So you touched a little bit earlier on, well, Darren asked about the differences working for UCPD versus the city. And I imagine some of those differences are also that we're not just the police, it's public safety. So we have a lot of other components. Was that an adjustment for you as well?
You know, not so much, because at the city we had a lot of different functions that we performed too. But, you know, taking on some different duties here for me has had a little bit of different, you know, some of the fire safety responsibility, the access control, all of those things fall under, you know, the umbrella of public safety here at the university. But they so closely touch one another that, and I've had such an amazing staff and support team that have helped me to acclimate to lead public safety. It's truly been, you know, a pleasure to be here.
Oh, that's great. I know I get a chance to talk to a lot of officers during my day, and we talk about just the leadership, and everybody respects the leadership role that, that you do and how you carry yourself. So I just wanted to take the time to let you know that, that the officers definitely respect how you command the ship, so to speak. So we appreciate that.
Greatly appreciate it, definitely.
I'm always in a rush to tie up loose ends, but I know Kelly have, probably has another question, as she always does. I know you do. That's why I wanted to say it out loud.
All right. So what efforts, you know, UCPD, like you said earlier, we have time to make sure that things are fully followed through on, but we also have time to take on projects for safety. So can you talk about some of the efforts that UCPD makes to address safety?
You know, I think what we've seen in recent months and years is just the overall conversation about safety around campus and the area immediately off campus and the area within one or two blocks of campus. And I think that that's something that the university is really taking a hard look at and really trying to take opportunities to help that area feel much more part of the university. And, you know, I think the key is for us to have a larger footprint in those areas. You know, we talk about Short Vine, what we've seen this past summer with the volume of people that have just been out in those areas, you know, large numbers that we've not seen in a number of years, but now we're seeing that. Maybe some displacement from other parts of the city, but, you know, when you have record enrollment at a university and, you know, and you start to become the happening thing, so more people come, and that creates more challenges. We've had a couple of tragic incidents. You know, we did have a homicide earlier in the year, and we had an incident around Halloween where shots were fired on Short Vine, you know, in a particular area. And you just really have to give attention to, you know, what that looks like and how you can try to address that in the future. I mentioned the university trying to have, you know, a larger footprint. You know, you can do that by trying to acquire some of the spaces that may traditionally be problem locations. I know we had a liquor permit premise on Short Vine that has historically, since I was a young cop many, many years ago, that there were challenges. You know, when that place became available, the university leases it. They're creating a bike kitchen, and it'll also be a substation for officers there on Short Vine. Change the look of what it is, you know, looking for opportunities to acquire other spaces that students can have opportunities for their meetings. And, you know, that's one of the things that when I get the opportunity that I encourage, that, you know, we need to help the businesses change the look. You know, they want to cater to the students, but let's make it friendly to the students. Let's make it safe to the students. So, you know, those are the thoughts that are in mind.
That's awesome. I know we're short on time here because I know you carry a busy schedule. Mm. But, you know, at the end of the day, we appreciate your time. We appreciate everything that you're doing for the university as a whole. So thanks for coming out today. Obviously, being the top cop at UC, is there anything you want to share with the students, faculty, and staff here at the university before we wrap this up?
Well, thanks for having me, but I would definitely like to share that for all the students, staff, and faculty, always know in mind that their safety is of paramount importance to us. That's why we're here. We wouldn't exist if we didn't have that need to make sure that we're taking care of their needs. So I always feel that public safety is here for them in any capacity. If we don't know the answer, we'll find it out for you. So, you know, that's what I tell all the team, and then you guys have probably heard me say it. If you do nothing else, just be helpful. You may not know the answer, but be helpful. People always appreciate someone who's just trying to be helpful.
I appreciate it. We're going to end it on that note.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Chief.
All right. Thank you both.
Just before we leave, we want to thank 1819 Innovation Hub for their time again. Love everything that you guys do for us, and we'll see you next time on Bridging the Gap. Have a good one.